today my son came into town. He lives with his mother in Texas. And for the first time, he flew rather than me driving out to Texas to pick him up and bring him back in. Saved a lot of time. I went to the airport to Atlanta. That's where he flew into. And last night I didn't get much sleep. I seem to have pretty much forgotten how to sleep nowadays. Guess I got a lot of crap on my mind and I don't know what else. Just not sleeping worth a flip. And yes, Mark, I am going to go ahead and go see a doctor, okay? So just back off. The herbal stuff's just not cutting it, I guess. But anyway, because of that, the first thing I did after changing the oil in the car and that kind of, you know, vehicular maintenance, I stopped, got gas, and got a large, grande, gross-sized cup of coffee. Now, we all know what that does to you. But other than the fact that it wakes you up. Anyway, I'm going up the road. It's a beautiful day. It's a perfect day for driving. Overcast. It's not too bright. You can see well. Been a long time since I put the car out in open, clear waters, and I just hammered down. Trying my best not to paint off the car. Having a great time. And just south of Montgomery, ran into a traffic jam. I mean, a sure enough backed up mess. And I could see that something was really going bad because the traffic was sporadic coming from the north direction as well. I was heading south, I was heading north. The people coming down from the south, the traffic there was sporadic too. Well, that cup of coffee is starting to catch up to me. So now you can just imagine the anxiety level is really increasing in old Thomas Crown here. And I'm wondering what blithering idiot has just totally screwed the pooch to ruin my day. Got no idea why somebody would just go out of their way to screw my day up. It's about me. Me. Stupid people. And I'm getting closer, inching and inching and inching, and then atop a hill, and I can see a lot of lights. I see some blue lights, and I see some red lights and some yellow lights. I see fire trucks, ambulances, a bunch of cop cars, sheriffs, troopers, and it's a mess. I've got some pictures, not the best pictures in the world. I'm driving as I'm trying to take the pictures, and I'm new with this camera, but got some pictures. In the pictures, you'll see that there are some sheets on the road. And I made it to the truck stop. I was able to make it to the bathroom and even able to get another cup of coffee. Wasn't bitching anymore, though, because there was a couple of people that weren't going to make it home for dinner or breakfast or anything else. They weren't going to make it home ever again. It was a mess. Yeah. Wasn't late. It slowed me down with 30, 40 minutes, but I was able to make up some good time when I hit the interstate. And on the way back, called up my folks and asked them if they heard anything on the TV, the news about that. And sure enough, it was a SUV, as I saw. And there is a man and a woman, couple of kids, a 15-year-old, and the grandparents in this SUV. I have no idea how they got so many people in there, but they were in there. The 15-year-old girl was driving, and somehow she lost control. The grandparents were not wearing seat belts. They were ejected, as they say, and they were what was under the seats that you'll see in the pictures as soon as I download them onto this podcast thread here. You can argue all day long. Seatbelts kill. Seatbelts save lives. Seatbelts kill. Look here. Statistics are clear. If you're not wearing seatbelts, you're a blithering idiot. Idiot. I'll say it again. You are a stupid, stupid idiot. As far as me and my whining, Lord, forgive me when I whine. Yeah, I'm not sleeping worth a flip right now. Okay, I got some crap on my mind or whatever. It's just driving me nuts. guess what? I ain't got cancer. I don't have crushed vertebrae. I'm not in terrible agony. I'm not dead. I'll forget all this and I'll start whining again tomorrow because that's just human nature. But, you know, that 15-year-old somehow lost control of the vehicle. Don't know how. She's in the hospital. Everybody else is pretty much, bruised up. They're injured a little bit. But the ones not wearing the seat belts were ejected from the vehicle and are dead. She lost control. It would have been bad enough and traumatic enough for her to have put the family at risk of being injured and trashing out the SUV. You know that would have made her feel real bad, but now her grand folks are dead, and she was at the wheel. She's a 15-year-old. That's why they call it a learner's permit. What was the entire family doing in there? Why was the grandparents not wearing a seatbelt? She was learning how to drive, and now her grand folks are dead, and they gave her something to really trash her life with. How do you think she's going to feel for the rest of her damn life? Because her grandparents did not wear the seatbelt, and somebody allowed that many people in a car with a 15-year-old driving. Stupid. Doesn't take long at all for something to happen. Yeah, I'm not going to quit whining because that's just the way humans are. But just think about how fast things happen. You don't want to wear your seatbelt. You know what? In a former life, I was in the military police. I've seen what happens. I even learned the hard way during a pursuit what a seatbelt will do. A seatbelt will hold you in a chair when you are trying your best to maintain control of a vehicle. You don't have that seatbelt on, guess what? You're not going to be stationary in that vehicle when all things are going all stupid on you. Wear a seatbelt. When you come to a sudden and stupidiously quick halt, your body keeps on going without a seatbelt. There have been cases where the body shoots out of the vehicle, hits another vehicle, kills the occupant of another vehicle. You don't have the right to wear a seat, or they don't have the right to tell you to wear a seatbelt. You don't have the right to become a human projectile and kill somebody else. Your rights stop there. You don't have the right to lose control of a vehicle because you're not strapped into it and have that 3,000-pound missile hit somebody else and kill them. And you don't have the right to shoot yourself out of a vehicle and ruin a 15-year-old girl's life. It don't work that way. A little common sense should go a long way. TC out.